We're getting set for Sunday baseball here in Biloxi. It's time for the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts as we wrap up the first half of the regular season. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of two Carlos Rodriguezes. We've talked to the pitcher. Now it's time to catch up with the hitter, Carlos D. Rodriguez. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I am feeling pretty good with the team right now. The team is playing really good. We're doing the little things. I think that's the key for winning the games. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here, my man.
And you have had yourself one incredible month of June. Average up towards 350. You're making diving catches all over the place. You're robbing home runs. How much fun has this month of baseball been for you?
It's been fun. I mean, we've been working, like, really good. We, like, doing the little details about hitting, about defense. I'm pretty happy right now because the things are going really well. So, yeah.
What's been the key for you for a hot month?
Just doing the little things. I mean, I'm just trying to hit the ball. That's the key for me right now, hitting.
Well, and you seem to be finding places where they aren't standing, which helps a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the big things for you, and you have a tattoo of it, is getting to represent Venezuela in the 2021, that happened in 2022, WBSC U23 World Cup. How incredibly special was it to represent Venezuela on an international stage?
That was a dream for me. That was a dream because when I was a kid, I was trying to play here, like, in AA and make those tournaments with Venezuela, too. Man, that was awesome. We won it. So, yeah, that was awesome for me.
How incredible was it, too, not only to play in it, but to win the whole thing?
Yeah, that was amazing, my friend. When we get to Venezuela, the people, my family, everyone was happy about it. So, yeah.
How fun is it, too? You've been able to play and represent your country in the international stage. You talked about it, a kid wanting to play in the high minors. You're here in AA, and you're here with a lot of your buddies from back home, a lot of friends that you've made throughout the Brewers system. How much fun has it been in Biloxi this year?
I mean, it's fun, man. When I was a kid, I was like, okay, I'm going to make the big leagues, but it's hard to make the big leagues. So, yeah, I'm here. That's like a dream for me.
Another thing, too, is you're here with a lot of your teammates that you've grown up with throughout the Brewers system, but you're also here with a coach that has been with you every step of the way in Nick Stanley. The two of you were together all the way back when you had first signed with the Brewers in the Dominican Republic. How special has it been to grow up with Nick Stanley on the coaching staff every step of the way?
Yeah, Nick is the man. Nick hugs me a lot every day. He's talking to me every day about defense, about everything. So, yeah, Nick is my man.
How much has he helped your career in the progression of it?
Like, a lot. The first year, I was trying to hit better with the lefties. So, yeah, he showed me how to do it. So, good. It's really good with me.
You talk about how your career's progressed and all the fun that you've had, but you're surrounded by so much Venezuelan baseball talent, and you're one of them, one of seven Venezuelans on that team and on this team here in Biloxi. How incredibly special is it to be surrounded by so many of your people from Venezuela here?
I mean, it's really fun because in the clubhouse, we are all together every time playing music, and that's fun, man. They have a lot of talent. They're here. You know, they're really good.
How awesome is it to be able to showcase the Venezuelan baseball talent here in Biloxi? Because obviously you see it across the big league level. But there are a ton of you guys here in AA that are doing fun things.
Yeah, they're doing well. I mean, Chorio, he got a super talent. Same with Carol, the pitchers, everyone here. They're trying to make the work, like, the good thing. So, yeah.
How impressive has it been, too, for you guys to all come up through the system together? Because that has to be great to be able to play off of one another and be able to come up through the system as teammates.
Yeah, it's pretty fun because every year we're more friends, you know. We're like brothers right now. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Now, we do have insider information from Luis Contreras that you make the best arepas on the entire team. What is the secret ingredient? What's the go-to?
Man, he's lying. Carol got the best ones. Carol.
Really?
Carol's really good. Yeah.
Okay, so now we'll have to ask what the secret recipe is from Carol. Yeah. Well, Carlos, you've been a lot of fun to watch this month. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, my man. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts at 5:05.